This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, one state that dodged the hurricane was Florida, which is a good thing for the delegates of the Republican National Convention that's underway in Tampa. As part of our coverage of the real economy, what matters most to voters this election year, we've invited a guy named Mike Sleaford into the studio to give us his thoughts on the election and the economy. He runs a community bank in Port Orange, Florida. Mr. Sleaford, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So give us a sense, first of all, of how the economy has been for you over the last several years.
For us, I mean, I would say overall the economy has obviously had its challenges, but we are what you would consider a brand new bank. We opened on October 6, 2008. So we've been very blessed, and overall we've seen some good things. But I think the economy now is finally starting to pick up in places, I guess I would say overall, Jeremy.
So you're in that very important I-4 corridor there in Florida. So what do you think you're going to do? Do you know who you're going to vote for?
I am going to vote for an individual who will allow me to do business, not to be in the compliance business, but allow to be in the business of lending money. And I am concerned that what I'm seeing is legislation that's going to be adversely impacting the banking industry, particularly small community banks, which we are a part of.
I assume you're talking about Dodd-Frank.
As well as, yes, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, as well as Basel III. All those are going to have an adverse impact on our ability to serve the communities that we operate in.
Well, so every time we hear that complaint from bankers and business owners, and I've heard it before on this program, we get emails in from listeners who say, but what specifically are you worried about? What is the regulation that you think is going to hinder your ability to make money and do business?
Well, Dodd-Frank, if you put it on end-to-end, is as tall as the Empire State Building, but over 67% of the rules that will be implemented in Dodd-Frank have not been written. So there are going to be great number of compliance-related issues that was going to require additional staffing.
But so you're basically worried about what might be rather than what you know will be.
Well, what I'm seeing coming down is going to happen. So I don't want the baby thrown out with the bathwater in terms of let us do our business. We are a regulated industry, and that is fine. But don't put it to the point that we can't do certain things.
Well, are you satisfied with what you're hearing from Republicans, from Mitt Romney, about what he would want to do to make sure that the financial system works the way that that you would like it?
I think he's proactive, that he understands the needs that we need to have. Again, it's allowing us to do our job, to lend to the businesses and the communities that we serve.
Now, as we mentioned, you're on the I-4 corridor. Is it a very politically diverse area? I mean, when you go and talk to friends about this, do some agree and some disagree with what you're saying?
I think they agree with the fact that most folks, no matter what side they're on the aisle on, that we need to create jobs. We need to have the incentives to do that. Maybe the folks I talk to are all on the same page, but I think they all are the same step that I am.
Mike Sleaford is president and CEO of Reunion Bank of Florida. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for your time, and I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.